The creators call it, I'm schmacked.
I'm schmacked.
Getting schmacked.
I'm schmacked.
I'm schmacked.
Getting schmacked.
Well, Chris, it's called getting schmacked.
Welcome everybody, welcome back to the latest episode of the Smack Talk podcast. Today we've got a double header. If you haven't seen the first one, head on over to the Schmitty podcast, because we've got a double banger today.
Double whammy today.
I should probably introduce you, because you probably haven't seen the first one. But Nathan Smith, or Schmitty, if you want to go with that.
Aye.
And yeah, so we just did, what, a good hour there?
A good hour, an hour and 10, which released these on the same day.
Fuck, are we that coordinated?
Will we do it, will we?
When do you normally release?
I release every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, I release on a Sunday.
Well, I can release
we'll
this.
We'll do it on a Monday.
whatever you want. I'll release on Sunday if you want.
Yeah, that's sure. We'll figure it out. But yeah, fellow podcaster. Flat to the mat. But like everybody else in the podcasting game.
Haven't stopped.
So tell me about like the start of the podcast, and just, did you just get the general like white male need to have a podcast?
I wanted to do it for so long. I've been putting it off for a year. Mm-hmm. It's even before COVID, I wanted to start one. And then I started listening to more and more comedians' podcasts, for example, Dexter and Yeomans, which I think is how I got to know yourself, possibly, mm-hmm. or even know of you.
Yeah.
And I started ringing in and sending messages and stuff into the Dexter and Yeomans Agony Hour and stuff, and sending questions in, and I was getting good, solid laughs from professional comedians, and I thought, fuck, maybe I should just start this podcast and crack and see how it's getting on. And it's skyrocketed. I've been doing it 3-4 months now, and it's really taken off.
It's good when you start to get that wee bit of, you know, the upward.
It's great. Like,
and the grind. What do you put that down to? Is it, you know, consistency, just constantly pumping them out, or what do you think?
Consistency. I think I reckon if I stopped now, I'd lose momentum.
Yeah, it's such a big thing. Like, I'm a convert. Like, you're not getting guests and stuff like that. Like, trying to get people on every week's a siege, but like. It's not like, it doesn't matter what the quality is, like, just bang it out every single week. Like,
get them done.
I get messages all the time about people being like, you know, what tips would you have? Not that I'm any sort of fucking guru, like, but just be like, you have like people like, and I said this to you earlier about PTs and stuff, like, they do one podcast every 2 months. You're like,
mm-hmm. What's the point?
That? Like, yeah. People want to build, I think the whole point of podcasting is to build a relationship with the person you're seeing.
Yep.
And if you have like that other thing to offer, like between us, like the stand-up and stuff like that, you know, you have like, you know someone before you even met them.
Oh yeah, big time.
And that's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. Like I said, like, it's a very tight-knit community, mm-hmm. and it's great to be on board with. But like, I've been banging out 2 episodes now every week with the Two Girls One Smith podcast as well, just to keep that momentum going. And like I said, if I do stop now, I reckon I will just stop completely.
It's like a tricky thing. It's interesting to see now that like, Joe, the world's opening up again. Yeah. Sounds come back. Who's gonna keep going?
I don't know.
It was such a lockdown thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are gonna disappear.
Yeah, no, they have to. Like, you're not gonna have the time.
No, like I don't even have the time at the minute.
Yeah,
like on my days off, I work full time job, but on my days off, I am either editing or recording. Like I said, I was meant to be recording 3 episodes yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which all fell through.
And you think out of three, one person fucking show up?
I was so angry. One of them I can't be angry about, because there was a real solid, genuine reason. Mm-hmm. My heart does go out to the fella. But the other two, it was like half an hour before.
I honestly can't stand it. Like, I hope the boy that I'm talking about here knows who I'm talking about. I used to have a guy. Do you ever send voice notes to people?
Yep.
This boy, he was a coach. He only sent me voice notes. He came on the pod, he's a good crack, like, he's made right now. Like, but he would only send me voice notes, but in like 2 day spurts. Like, and his voice notes always start like, well, man, was so busy there for the last 2 days, only getting around to the other message now. And I don't send voice notes, because like, it's fuck, just send a text, like, it's not that hard. Like, it really isn't that difficult. Like, but he'd send me like, well, man, like, I was so busy, you know, with clients and all that. Like, when he got back to you, I was like, no, you weren't. Like,
I seen your Instagram. You're out partying like, fuck, mate. You're hungover. Yeah.
I can't see bad texters. Fucking drives me insane. Like,
see, like, shorthand texters. Like, are you? So, fuck off.
Fucking learn to spell.
Are you fucking deaf? Fuck off. Are you fucking coming out tonight? Say fuck off. Just fucking send RARE.
Yeah.
Fucking YOU. It takes the same amount of fucking time to do.
And then I suppose I've turned into a fucking weirdo now, because I used to, remember you had like the predictive text?
Yeah.
I used to bang that out all the time. We went back to school and like started writing. I was like, holy fuck, I actually can't spell a word here. Like, I actually had to reteach myself in like 7th year school to be like, fuck, I need to actually learn how to write things again here. This is shocking. So now I'm a stickler for like, do you like YOUR, apostrophe RE, UR, and all that there shit. And see when people don't do it, I'm like, it's idiot. I know it's a very fucking weird thing, like, you think you're hard to be stuck up about, like, but
fucking predictive texters, like, fucking shorthand texters, you know what they always also do as well? Mm-hmm. Check into hospitals on Facebook. I'm like, are you okay, hon? Yeah, babe. Oh, DM me if you need me. Fuck off.
I fucking love, so I've only recently really discovered the world of LinkedIn. Don't really use it whatsoever because it's full of cunts. But, like, it's like, people on it are fucking hilarious. I've seen buddies, like, on nights out fucking hitting lines and all. And the next thing, it's like, congratulations on your recent 2-1 diploma. All the best with your future endeavors at fucking, and then name, like, a big company. And you're like, are you fucking for real? Like, and then on Twitter, they're writing, fucking, like, fuck the Huns and whatever. Rangers beat Celtic. You're like, what did, make your mind up, lad. Yeah. Like, that's not getting edited out, by the way. We're done with editing things out. Like, if you can't tell that's a joke, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Fucking people, like, see snowflakes. Like, here's one of the things. I know for a fact you'll appreciate this. It's one of the first things I said in my first stand-up comedy thing. And it was a real fucking hard dick move that would divided the room. And I know you'll appreciate this. I know for a fact you'll. So I stood up at the very start and says, you know, I'm quite a dark, dirty comedian, you know, but these days you have to be very politically correct to not offend snowflakes. Or as I like to call them, Catholics. And everybody in the room went, oh. But the 50% sort of went, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a big thing, Joe, that, like, whole, like, read the room sort of thing. Yeah. Like, as I said, like, whenever I had that, like, people listen, know, like, I had the gig in, like, the side of the church. And, like, you just, you can't be swearing and fucking, like, doing all the usual shit you do. But that hurts you because that's who you are.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. Biggest lesson from that was, like, there's nothing worse than getting on stage and not being yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it fucking hurts. It's hard to be someone else. Like in my first stand-up, like, I talk about going to, like, hotel stays and, like, you know, spa experiences with my girlfriend and stuff like that. And, like, genuine me is, like, I fucking hate spa experiences because there's nothing relaxing about them. Some woman's rubbing you and you're trying not to get a hard on. Like, that's literally what it's all about. And she's sitting there like, isn't this lovely? I'm sitting there like, fucking think of anything else.
Grannies.
Yeah.
Grannies.
Yeah. So, and then you're lying on your back, like, fuck us. Like, you're lying on your front, like, this is safe. And then she goes, you roll onto your back. They're like, no.
Have you ever got a really awkward boner?
Oh, fuck, definitely have. Like, definitely. I can't think of, like, a good example, but yeah. There's probably, if you see me lying face down on a sofa, there's a good reason behind it.
What do? You tuck it into the waistband, or what do you do?
I have, like, I don't know if this is normal. People are probably going to think this is weird. I can get it to the side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get it going, so if you're watching from here, like, over there, and I'm, like, secure to the side.
With a wee,
like,
a pistol. Into the pockets, you know?
Yeah,
you
like, like a pistol. I remember explaining that to someone before, and they're like, what? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's up and out, or nowhere else. Yeah. Like, I was like, fuck, I don't know. Like,
I was like, mate, you don't have a curve in yours, no?
Yeah, like, a fucking Elasticock or something.
The Adventures of Elasticock.
You know who'd make a great fucking collaboration with that? Elastigirl. Incredible.
Oh. Fucking here's a question. Any, like, animated girl character that you found attractive?
I heard this question recently, and the best answer I heard was, do you know the rabbit from the Looney Tunes?
That's exactly who brought that up.
I can't, well, who was it? I can't remember where
I heard it recently too as well.
And it was like, I think it was a Sidemen video, was it? It might have been a Sidemen video.
It might have been
video.
Actually,
and, like, if you get one cartoon character, who would it be?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that rabbit from the thing.
Rabbit. Would you go Miss Piggy, would you, from the office?
Oh, no, like, no, would you?
Just here. Every thrust.
I'm trying to think who else. There's a couple, like see all them, like, cartoon creators that, like, they know what they're at, like.
Oh, big time.
It's like, I remember seeing TikToks and there's girls being like, you know, I realized I was a lesbian whenever. Do you ever watch that show, Big Mouth?
Yes.
You watch it and he's like, pick number one, pick number two. And it's like a gay and a girl. And you're like, well, the gay. And he's like, pick number one, pick number two. And it's like, next thing, it's like Zac Efron's shirtless beside the girl. And you're like, it's like, am I gay? That's what they do with, like, fucking, like, there's like Princess Aladdin or, like, fucking some other boy. And they're like, and then they put the girl Jasmine beside and like, maybe I am gay.
No, but, like, credit where credit's due. I've always said this, you know, if I see a good looking fella in Dungan town, which there isn't very many of them anyway, I'm probably the best looking man in Dungan. But I see them, I'm like, mate, you're fucking good looking, like, you know. And then I'm just sitting going, I have a weird sensation in my trousers. And I'm like, am I
gay?
Am I? I look in the shop window, seeing reflection, being like, am I gay?
I remember, this is a weird story, but I remember I'm like a fucking, my secret nerd in me is Call of Duty, right?
Mm.
And I'm a big fan of, they have, like, competitive Call of Duty, right?
I used to play competitive Call back in the day,
oh,
too.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I used to. I don't do it anymore, whatever. Losers. Right? So, But I used, there's like the new, I used to have like Joe's Pro Scene and like fucking all them boys, but there's a guy on it called Doug Sensor Martin. Look him up, he's fucking shredded. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a gamer, what you'd expect. Like, but I remember him telling a story, like, he was actually going out with that girl. Do you remember the Mexican weather girl?
Oh, fuck yeah, him.
He was going out with her, right?
Fuck.
And like, obviously it's dumb, but I remember he saying how like the first time he got with a girl, he like couldn't get hard basically. And he was like, after she left and all, he like, he was all like, what the fuck is that about? So what did he do? He went and stuck on like gay porn to see if he was gay. as if like I was gonna do it for him. Like, he's like, yeah, you just don't like women. And he's like, after 5 minutes of like trying to get going to gay porn, he's like, I just realized I wasn't gay either. it's like just bad night at the office, lad.
No, happens. Have you had really weird sexual encounters with, obviously you've been with your woman for obviously you can't tell any of those stories.
No. Yeah, no, it's a little bit of marriage and all that there.
Yeah,
like, no, not really. I can't think of anything. I remember the first time like ever getting like a hand job was fucking weird. It was like first, and it was like in a night out, and this girl was just fucking working away. And I had to make that decision in my head. I was like, am I gonna let this blow all over my fucking cacks, or am I gonna have to be like, love, we're getting to the danger zone here? Like, so I had a decision to make, and the young fucking 6-year-old in me was just like, fucking blow the load, lad. Blood everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
Do you listen to Dirt Civil?
No.
So they do a thing called voice note confessionals, where you send in a voice note of some of the weirdest things that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I sent in had to get taken down because there was no names or anything mentioned on it, right? But it was one of the sexual encounters I had that's really sort of, I wouldn't say fucked up, but it was disgusting. Like, so it's actually one of a part of my stand up bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was once sick on top of my girlfriend mid-ride.
Aww.
Right?
No.
So I was on top. And it started on her face. And I finished on her tits.
That's not where sick's meant to go.
Sick wasn't the substance I wanted to leave on her tits that night. So I got up and... When you do anything like that, for example, if you ejaculate on a lady, you will be the kindest fella. For the next 30 seconds, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I fucking love you. Oh, let me get you a towel. Just stay there, let me get you a towel. I'll go, fuck. Yeah. Oh, look at you. So I was like, look, I'll go get you a towel, clean this up. She was laying there like, oh my God. Fucking. So I got changed because her mates were downstairs.
Right? Oh, no.
So I was like, look, I'll go and get you a towel, clean this up, right? Got halfway down the stairs. And don't judge me, by the way. Anybody's fucking... Don't judge me for what happened, because this is fucking flight or fright. Or fight or... whatever you fucking call that thing. Fight or flight, that's the one. Got halfway down the stairs, and all I heard was, I'm going to kill you, you big-headed cunt.
Oh, no.
I shit them. I was like, I can't see her again. So I walked down the stairs, out the door, and never seen her again.
Fuck off.
So I'm wondering how...
No way!
I wonder how long she waited for the towel.
Oh, she's still laying there this day. She's covered in sick.
Fresh kebab and all over.
I hope her mates and I was like, ew, what the fuck? It's covered in boke.
Yeah.
You'd have to just... What would you do in that? Would you just double down and be like, oh, I'm a freak?
Fresh kebab. You could have boxed it still.
Oh,
like.
Fuck me. That's actually wild.
Bad.
Never spoke to her since.
Haven't seen her since. So that episode debuted on Dirt Civil. I messaged the guys because I got a knock on the door.
No way.
So her mates must have listened to the podcast and heard this exact same story, right?
But it's so anonymous.
It's anonymous. There was no names mentioned and everyone's mentioned the name. But she got the fucking piss taken out of her for it. Now I thought, why the fuck would you tell anybody that happened to you?
Yeah, like... Do you know what I feel like is happening there? She tried to shame you.
Yeah.
In that situation. And lo and behold, next thing, the stories on the podcast, like, shame me, bye.
It's like, I have no shame. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I wasn't the one being sick on.
I had a good time. I finished. Yeah. Fucking from both of them.
Fucking everywhere. There's some creep out there listening to this right now being like, that sounds lethal.
That sounds deadly.
That sounds fucked. Need a famous woman.
Have you ever heard of the triple?
The triple?
The triple.
Oh, no.
I had a fella, right? So I used to live over in Greece for 6 months.
Right.
Right over there, but something happened and I come home. Anyway. There's a guy from Northern Ireland, somewhere quite local to here, I knew the accent, you know, the Dungannon accent.
It's familiar face. Yep.
Dungannon. So yeah, anywhere you go, if you hear that accent, you'll go like, you know, are you one of the boys, are you? So this fella, I met him, and he was fucking great crack, sitting chatting about him, and I got him fucking blocked. Absolutely fucking steaming. But he must have been taking stuff.
Right.
He must have been on the the Colombian Martin powder, you know, the fucking personality powder, you know. Because he was, his jaw was swinging like fuck.
Right.
And we're sitting drinking away, and he stood up and goes, Jerry Adams in the doorway. And I turn around thinking, what the fuck's Jerry doing in fucking Crete? What's going on here? Like, hey, what about you? You're on the run too? And he fucking started running down the beach. And he passed out in the middle of the beach, and the fucking tide was coming in, and I goes, I need to fucking save this fella. So I went down, done the good thing, and opened up his wallet and took all his money. opened his wallet to find his like room key, so I knew what hotel he was staying at, which was fine. So I picked him up, put him on my shoulder, big guy, you know, fucking piece of piss, just up there. And I felt him being sick down my back. But I felt him, a nice warm sensation down the front too. So he was sick down the back, and then it smelled shit too.
No.
So that's the triple. No. He was sick down my back, he pissed down my front, and he shit himself all down my arm.
What the fuck, like?
That's the triple. And men
like that. I was way happier before I knew what the triple was. It's
the triple, yeah.
That's fucking
done the triple.
Disgusting.
And that scares me.
That's the fucking, like, the Premier League, the fucking FA Cup, and the Champions League all in one fucking night. Like, all in one maneuver. Oh, that's stinking.
Disgusting.
I can't say I've ever had something like that. I don't think I've ever had anyone poke on me or, like, fucking piss or shit me or...
No, I haven't either.
That's that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I don't get why people get into that.
Yeah, like...
Weird fetishes and kinks and all.
Do you know, this is the part I find most confusing about these situations. How do you find out the other person's into it? Is it like, here, I'll shit in your chest, and the person's like, haha, no you won't. And then like you just make eye contact, and they're like, fuck, yeah, right. Like,
well, I've got one brew in here, come on ahead.
What, like, I don't even know, because remember, like, what would make you know that you like that? What have you done to realise, I like that?
I never thought of that myself, actually. Like, why does that,
like, have you watched
you?
It?
And have you watched it and thought, fuck, that gets me going? Or have you had a bad accident?
I was like, I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah.
No.
Not for me, boy. No poo-poo.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
No to the poo-poo, no to the piss.
Definitely not. But then there's freaks out there who's like, fucking want to be pissed on. Like,
No. I've had one encounter like out there on the Tinder days, you know.
Jesus.
Where I'm sitting talking about her, and this is before the person I'm with now, so if you're listening to this or watching this, shut up.
You can't be... Yeah, you literally can't be annoyed.
Yeah, you can't be annoyed, because it didn't happen. I think. I can't remember. She was like, I want you to tie me up and choke me and do everything you want to me and just leave me there. But I need you to stay in the house for at least 12 hours and just use me as you please. And I was like, this is very rapey.
What?
This is very fucking...
See, to me, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But it does exist.
But it does exist. And I'm like, if somebody comes in and sees me just sitting in the living room with you tied upstairs, I'm getting done.
I feel like there's a lot of married men listening to this being like, fuck, I love the tower. Oh, and leave her up there and put her on the TV for the day and fucking leave her. Do whatever you want to me. I'll do absolutely fuck all.
Watch the throne carry final in peace.
Let's just go leave you there and go away for fucking 12 days with the boys. 12 hours with the boys. Fuck you. That's
fuck
mad.
Yeah, it's mad shit. Some people are into some weird shit.
But isn't it weird how, like, do you think, obviously I have no fucking connection with any of this, but do you think it's like, Joe, it's typically like the quiet ones. Or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've heard stories of boys being like, there's this girl in Texas, and like, you know, a load of boys know her, but like, you know, when it comes down to the business, not much business to be dealt.
Mm.
But then you meet some wee quiet thing, and next thing you're like, holy fuck.
Oh, mate, I have a fucking great story for that. So, this real fucking quiet girl from local area.
Just presume everyone's from local area. to see them getting memed.
Yeah, so, just from Northern Ireland. Real quiet girl. And I got a message from her one morning, like 3 o'clock, her wrote off. And a couple of pictures came through too. And, you know, it wasn't vanilla. It was very rocky road. it was like fucking full leather, fucking whips and chains, and fucking nipple piercings connected to the fucking ear piercings and all. I'm like, what sort of kinky shit are you into?
Yeah.
And you just never fucking expected it. I was like, whatever you're into, I'm into as well. It's like, game on. See you in 10.
Fucking hell.
And you just never expected it. Like, but you see all these here women, like, obviously everybody knows the local, you know, slag. There's the local. Like, I don't
the local slag?
The local slag. There's one girl that, you know, she's got around the town.
Oh, right. Yes.
And it's probably very vanilla.
Yes.
Where you get this wee thing that maybe hasn't, you know, ventured out as much.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just fucking dynamite.
But she knows what she wants.
She knows what she wants. She knows what she's into.
And doesn't realise that it's fucking weird.
It's weird as fuck.
you're just like you're fucking pushing the boundaries, but you have no boundaries. Yeah, no boundaries. No idea what the fuck is going on here.
I'm game for anything. I do not give a fuck.
See, boys, I remember like, this is real tame in comparison to any stories, but I remember like, see, you going to like formals in school, right? Do you remember it was like a big deal, like who you go with and all this here shit? I remember boys being like, I would never go with her. I was like, mate, it's a fucking night out. You get dressed up. The girl's clearly into you if he'd invited you. Like, go.
Just fucking go.
Yeah. I got invited to fucking school form with one of the girls who couldn't bring her girlfriend, right? It was all girls' school. And she was like, would you go with me? I was like, fuck yeah. I want to see where this goes.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
And you're just sitting there like, and boys were like, why would you go? I was like, there's no downside to this.
No, there's not. What, not one.
In the end of the day, even if she's like, oh no, I'll just talk you out for like, you know, the crack. You're just like, but at least it was like fucking in your head. I'm like, that lesbian really wanted me. I've sold a story to myself. Like, I'm like, she was like in love with me.
It's going back to that whole thing, you know, every woman wants you.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. There it is. Let's flip it on its head, because you're a big boy, and I said earlier, like, you know, the burr and stuff, I guess, like, you know, game on stream. Have you ever had any boys message you?
Yes.
I've had more men than I can count message me, and it's fucking, I now understand what women feel.
Yeah, it's fucking, I feel sorry for women too, but now, because I'm actually experiencing it myself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of men.
It's weird.
Yeah, being like.
Have you had like very direct stuff or like weird, or is it just sort of tame?
I had an encounter there not too long ago. I'm not going to message the fella or name the fella because I'm not all about that.
It's a local lad.
Local lad. I was at a gig in Belfast and I got a photo of myself sent to me from the crowd.
Right.
And he was like, I'm at the bar. I would like to take you home.
Jesus.
And my arsehole went like, what? I was like, oh, no. I shit myself.
Yeah.
Because it was very, you know, I'm watching you. I want to get you back.
That's super creepy.
Super creepy. I did not like it at all.
But it's like, do you ever go into like the request section of like your Instagram DMs? There's some weird shit.
Some weird
like,
fucking
I actually seen like a girlfriend's one from time to time. I just like to go for like, you know, be like, show who's in there just for the crack, because there's some fucking demons. Like, it's like, I don't know what possesses someone to do that. To go into that realm and be like, oh, you know what would be a good idea? Like, for example, dick pics.
Yeah.
Unsolicited dick pics.
I've got a couple of them too.
Exactly, because we were sort of mentioned there before, like being recognized. And like, I'd say most people that I'd been not even recognized for, because like, I'm not a big deal, but I am a big deal. But like, it's like, would be like, would come up to you and like say something. But then with the boys, I find it's always like, you know, too close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but then, because I had this conversation with my girlfriend, she's like, you have to think about this. Is this something you really want? Because it's only going to get worse from here on out.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's don't get me wrong, it's so humbling, so nice, and someone comes up to you and really makes a compliment, and like, fucking, it not even makes my day, it makes me fucking, you know, whole week, like, it's unreal. But yeah, you do, like, and I feel sorry for girls, like, probably everybody's done it some stage, or like, super dragged. I've done it fucking, you know, you be dragged, and it's like, looking back, you're like, oh, that's so creepy, like.
Yeah, like, I got recognized there not too long ago. It was actually Sunday at the Woodville Comedy Festival. Guys come up to me and saying, are you Smitty from the Talking Smith podcast? I'm fucking
yes,
I am.
Fucking, I'll take a pint of Coors Work.
Come on out there, get away 10 of Harper. Any lines? No. No, I don't do that. I'm a professional. But yeah, it's a really humble moment, but you do have those creeps. Like the two girls on Smith podcast, shout out to Mitch and Kayla. We have our own Instagram page that people message into. And as soon as we post a story saying, like, you know, we're answering questions tonight, get your questions in, there's a couple of people, you know, ask who's like on the Instagram page, you know, is it Smitty, is it Mitch, is it Kayla? Now, there was one night I was on posting the thing up and I got a message through saying, is this Smitty, Mitch, or Kayla? And I said, one of the girls. And the messages that person sent
really
was fucking disgusting.
What sort of stuff are talking?
Like, you know,
graphic, yeah,
very graphic. Like one of those things where he was basically saying, "I'll pay for your tax here in Belfast now for you to suck the cock off me." And I'm like, I send him a photo of myself saying, "Right, no ball mate, I'll be around now."
What the fuck, like?
Well, I felt, I said to the girls I was going to do it the next time somebody messages in saying, you know, who is it? Uh-huh. If it's me on, I'll say it's one of the girls to see what the fucking's going on.
What is it?
Because I messaged the person back saying, look, if you're going to send that shit, I'm naming and shaming you. I'm straight.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
because it's not right.
Yeah. I don't know, like... I would even feel like sus sending something like that to someone like I was like fucking saying. Do you know, like some of the stuff? Because it's just like, I actually, one of the main things I learned from working in the HR department is like fucking put fuck all in writing.
Like
phone call, Zoom call, whatever the fuck you do, put fuck
Snapchat.
All.
Snapchat.
Yeah, put fuck. How many people have you seen fucking getting cancelled because of like messages and fucking rightfully so, in fairness?
Fucking like, right, yeah.
But like if you're just going to like, I think there's, it's like everything, you have to like, you know, there's a line there, but don't fucking jump at the line, you know.
Nah, there's a line in the sand.
Work your way up.
A lot of these people are in the fucking tropical tundra regions of the fucking forest, and they're fucking, it's going to bite people in the ass someday.
No, it is. It is. And it's definitely, it's like people that like, I remember, who was I was listening to? Someone has special, like, fucking Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia.
Like, so, right, I think on record you have to say that he didn't technically do anything wrong, but he waited until they're 18, and on like their birthdays he'd message the 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which is like, fucking super sus, like, like, bro, fucking me, like, and then all the stuff about him, like, getting with people on tour, right, had him and all this here stuff, but like, how do you think you're, it's like that, like, you think you're going to get away with it, sort of malarkey.
It's like Louis C.K., you know, all he like to do is, you know, piss on people, or have a wee wank in the corner, and let them watch, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah, fucking, you know, completely normal behaviour.
Completely
like,
normal behaviour.
No one's ever going to mention that he's a fucking creep, like, I don't know. I don't even know how we get down this fucking rabbit hole.
I know, you know.
This is what happens with all my podcasts. I go down a rabbit. One time I was talking about fucking neo-Nazis and all this shit. And I was like, and he was a journalist. I was like, whoa, neither.
Okay,
like, he was on the shit. He was like, give me the look. Like, fucking reverse. No, fuck. It's like, Kev.
Yeah, Kev. He's coming on here Monday as well. So
fucking the best to crack. Kev, you're listening. You're an absolute legend.
Yeah, like, I love him. He's a good lad. He's a good lad.
He does like local news for Uri and stuff like that too. Like, and all the stuff he puts up. He's an absolute
actually
legend.
Actually posted
like,
that thing about the Uri protest, and I addressed him by saying, if you look at very closely at that photo, you'll see my car in the middle of it, ready to get burnt out.
There's a boy that should have a fucking podcast.
He should. He does a radio show with Alk Digital every I don't think he's doing it at the minute because he's quite a busy man. But he's a good crack. Like, he's very, very fucking good.
Here's the thing about the podcasting at the minute. Do you think it's oversaturated at the moment?
Yes.
You know, because it's like, what was it? Remember, like, people keep referring back to blogs in like 2008.
Tumblr.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Do you think it's completely oversaturated at the minute and there's too much?
There's a lot of good shit, but there's a lot of bad shit too.
Yeah. I've heard a couple of good points. It's like, it's too easy to make a podcast.
It is too easy to make a podcast. Like, you do need to know where you're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know yourself, your first steps are probably shite. Mine was shit too. Like,
100%.
But we've developed so much now that our podcasts are, well, I'm going to be fucking boasting here, fucking damn good.
Yeah. No, I would say the same, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you get a lot of shit out there. A lot of people like requesting us. Like, we are now technically big fish in a fucking very big pond.
Yeah.
Now, compared to a lot of fucking things. But it's just, it's too oversaturated. I think now, because everyone's fucking locked down, and for the last year and a half, we've got fuck all to do. For example, myself, that's why I jumped in the podcast game too. A lot of people have done that.
Yeah.
But now that everything's opened back up again, I think it'll be unsaturated. Other people will stop recording completely. And I think that's when we will fucking skyrocket a lot more.
Thrive on a lot more. Yeah, no, it's a good point. But then it also goes back to the same point for people that rely on podcast guests.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to be so much tougher to get them. Yeah. Like, to get them on. And then, do you do any Zoom stuff? No, or is it all in person?
I've done quite a few Zoom things. Well, I've done the last three that I've done have all been Zoom. That's because I had the TikTok girl Zombie Undead. Shout out her. 5 million TikTok followers. She's from Pennsylvania or something.
Yeah.
So there's, unless she was paying for the flight over, I would have went over. Like, but a lot of the stuff has been on Zoom because, pardon me, I think it's just a lot easier now to do it on Zoom.
Oh, it definitely is. I was actually trying to get a girl on the other day on a podcast, but then I told her I was on Zoom. Shout out Michelle O'Neill. Fuck it.
No way, were you?
Shout out Michelle O'Neill. fucking bitch.
Yeah, fucking bitch. Fucking.
Don't have Zoom, Michelle. What's
the crack
there?
Don't have Zoom or what's the crack here? Not a know how to click a fucking button.
Tell you what, I'll come up to Stormont next time you're up there and we'll get it
it's
recorded.
It's been a fucking year and a half and you've been fucking using it, you bitch. You're 10 miles away from this house. I know where you're at. That sounds like a threat, doesn't it?
She's one of them ones. Ah, my camera's not working.
Dead on.
Sitting there in a wife beater and shorts.
Catfish.
fucking clown.
She knows how to use her camera for fucking Omegle, though. <I'm sure>.
I've never seen it done with fucking a tin with teeth.
Tin, I've no fingernails.
I open bottles with my teeth sometimes from time to time.
Oh, but I've stopped doing that because I've seen it. Do you want another tin? No, you're alright.
No, I'm alright.
I'm just having a couple of drinks here and fucking. Why not?
This is what I always want in my podcast, but people drive, so you know, you can't fucking.
Well, I recorded that 6-hour podcast with shout out Dave Mullen, who he's an awesome stand up fighter. You should get him on. He'd be 100% game for going on the podcast because he's trying to get in the, he's done 3 now. I'll actually send him your number your number as well. Me and him record an episode in the Gasworks bar in Dungannon. And you can tell going through it how progressively more drunk we were getting.
6 hours of fucking better hopes.
Six hours by fucking Jager bombs flat out.
Did you listen to it back yourself? No.
Yeah, it was dark.
What would you say? Like, out of, we'll say, put it into 6 sections, like R1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What would you say was your best R?
Oh, the 4th R, but we can't release it.
See, that's always the way. Like, we can't release it. The best stuff is the stuff you can't release. Like,
cannot release it. Yeah. Like, cannot go anywhere near the airwaves.
Yeah.
It is that bad.
But do you not think sometimes, like, do you know, there's two sides, but there's like the cancel culture side and then there's the don't give a fuck side.
Yeah.
Do you not think if you went that don't give a fuck side, you'd get away with it? Or is it really, really just not okay?
Some of the stuff isn't okay. Like, no, I can't. Like, there's times now in my podcast that, you know, if something is too dark and too ridiculous, that I'm very respectful of both our futures. For example, if there's something recorded in our podcast that we just done on my own, and it was a wee bit too dark, I wouldn't want to ruin our careers.
Right,
and I
would
edit it out or put. I start putting elevator music over it now. To take it, like, just not to take away the context.
It's like Castaway. Yeah. Castaway.
You know, it's something I got there. Because if you start editing too much, it takes the rawness out of it.
It does, definitely.
100%. So start doing that there. And at least people wondering, you know, what the fuck did he just say there? Like, there's a bit of mistake.
But I hate that. Do you know when you're listening to, like, a podcast, the next thing it's like, oh, well, like, they're like, they come up with examples like, oh, tell me the time when, like, somebody, like, was being racist at a gig. And he's like, well, they said, beep. And you're like, oh, what did he say? What did he say? Like,
So that's why I'm sort of tempted to do, like, proper raw, uncensored versions on, like, Patreon or something.
Yeah. Sure, like, it's like only... Wait, did you see OnlyFans were getting fucking cancelled?
They're back on again.
Yeah, they're back on again. But, like, what was the idea there?
I don't know. I haven't signed up for anything on OnlyFans. No. You know,
I actually, at one stage, I was considering putting the podcast on OnlyFans. I'm baiting the life out of it as if, like...
I thought you were going to say something different. No, the life out of myself on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that was a really, really... again, the lane. Yeah, no. I was actually thinking of putting the podcast on OnlyFans as a fucking, like, joke. And being, like, Joe, like, the thumbnail would be fucking, like, almost, like, XX-rated, like, fucking censored shit. But then I was like, no, people will be outraged when they clicked on it and seeing there was no nudes.
Yeah.
But maybe a big-headed. I was like, they'll be fucking living when they see that I haven't got my cock.
Nobody wants to see our nudes. Like, who's gonna fucking sign up for that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Right
enough, no, like, there'll be somebody out there that wants to see them.
There's always one. Like,
there's always one.
There's one. I could set it like £100 a month.
Like, do you ever see a fella like walking around the town? This going back to the gay thing, you know, am I gay? You're like, I wouldn't mind just seeing what weapon he has.
Oh, he's packing, like.
If he's packing, you know, does the looks match the fucking? Because if it doesn't, I'd be a lot better about myself.
Yeah.
But if it does, like, if he's got a massive fucking weapon, like, the same compared to his looks, I'd be thinking, I have no chance.
Yeah, you just be like,
like,
fuck,
for fuck's sake.
There has to be something wrong with you here. Like,
why are you doing this to me?
Fuck you, you bastard.
Fuck, like, you, bastard. Cheers, dad.
Well, we come from a country of average-sized cocks. Like, what can you do about it? It's like... Those, like, American people, like, Joe, that come from either, like, Ireland or, like, Italy or something, or they're a fucking hybrid. You're like, oh, I bet you got the fucking Italian stallion down there. Like, you definitely didn't get dealt the fucking bad hand. Like, but then it could be worse. You could be from fucking, you know, Southeast Asia or somewhere like that. And probably beside one of the employees in Naked Attraction, you said they are last episode. Like, I'm feeling pretty confident. Like,
Fuck, imagine, you know, like, there's a stereotype around the Asians, you know, to have small bios. But imagine you just fucking drop the trousers and he's got a fucking weapon. You'd feel bad, like.
Have you ever been to the sex museum in Amsterdam?
Yes.
Fucking weirdest
boner ever.
Why is this a thing? But yeah. I actually, this is a bit of uncharted territory for this podcast, but, like, see the whole, like, fucking red light district and all. I really don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really get the whole, like, if they're willing, no one's fucking tanning them to the bed, making them do it. Like, I don't get what's... And it's the only place in Europe, I'm pretty sure, that's legal.
Yeah. I know. Have you ever been to the red light district in Amsterdam? I've
been in and around
it. You've walked through it.
Aye.
Right.
Did the sights.
Did a bit of window shopping.
Yep.
Do you know like the looks of the girls that go by different times? So peak times of the day, they have the best looking girls out, more money, right?
Wait, what do you mean? So like midday?
Midday.
Right.
They might have some like, you know, things you'd see walking about Belfast at 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking, you know, no shoes, yep. Makeup, fucking crying, you know, fake tan everywhere. But they'll have the creme de la creme out, like, you know, 6, 7, maybe it's, you know, the things you'd be like, if that was my sister, no, I can't.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
no, I'm only joking. But like one of those where, like, you know, you'd be like, holy fucking hell,
yeah.
Where you'd be tempted, to spend that like 200 quid to have a wee rattle.
Mm-hmm.
But I once got turned down by a prostitute.
No way.
In the red light district, and I cried.
For what reason?
She looked me up and down. Like,
does
it
know?
I was like naked attraction, you know. I was like, she's like, you know. And I was like, no. I was like, fuck. I was raging. I was like,
I thought it's like. You have the money, like, no.
It's like, fucking take my money, you sluts. It's like, it was awful. It was such a traumatic experience for me.
I can't believe they rejected someone. I can't believe that's a thing.
Yep.
And it's not even as if you're like, you know, without getting gay, it's not as if you're one of these fucking boys, you're like, oh, Tide wouldn't take him out. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, fuck, that's mad.
Yep.
So they're just looking for studs in.
Yep.
But
they're not going to get them in Amsterdam.
It's like, pick your market.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to... The fucking gay that gets his hole every night is not going to pay you for sex.
No, that's the thing. Like, me, I'll pay £200 and I'll be the fucking... Hang on. Sorry. Like, I'll pay £200 and I'll be done in a minute.
Yeah. I was like, quickest 200 quid you'd ever make.
Yeah, quickest 200 quid you'll ever fucking make. So what's going on with that?
I am actually shocked that they would reject someone. Yep. No way. I actually, when we were in Red Light District, we walked down an alleyway. I was like, fuck, that's weird. These lights are blue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
To quote one of my favorite movies of all time, they weren't chicks with dicks. They were gays with tits. Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And
that's Ted, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, fucking, my girlfriend, she'd be a lot, like, she'd be very naive when it comes to these sort of things. Like, and she was just like, what's the crack there? And I was just like, yeah, just going to take a temporary break here, ladies and gentlemen, while young Schmitty moves his car.
I can't remember where we were now.
I can't remember either.
We'll jump back in with what was
The prostitute that turned me down.
Oh yeah, the prostitute. That's great, right at the front of your brain. That's memory every day. You wake up in the night, you're just like, oh god.
Yeah, a lot of my friends have never let me like live that down.
But what, like, do you think? I'm still like mind blown by it. Like, what? Just looked at you and said no.
Yeah, I was like, you know, any chance?
She just didn't want a good time.
Like, nah. Like, she doesn't know who she was talking to. Yeah. You know? You know what she was dealing with?
It's like, do you like them like gamer tags? And it's like, you're dealing with pussy slayers. You could have had a lethal time.
Gaming, right? You were an avid COD fan yourself. Uh-huh. The shit that we spoke to each other on fucking Teams or like a fucking, you know, party chat.
Talk about cancel culture.
Talk about cancel culture. Fucking tell people I fucked their ma and I was 13.
Jesus, the things like, do you know the way parents worry about their children? It's like, I wonder what they're doing online. Fucking rightfully so, they should be petrified.
Damn right.
It is wild.
It's bad. Like,
it's, but the weird thing about it is, it's like, I've had a couple of mates that are like, now we've got older, you know, you'd like to hope you grow out of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I, like, you know, mates last year and all, and they weren't really avid, like, Xboxers or whatever. Like, they just get on and thing, and they'd like, we join like public lobbies, and they would still do it. I'm like, man, you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? And he's like, oh, fuck your mom. Oh. And then Julia used to have them like fuzzy microphones, like, fuck your mom.
Yeah, fuck.
I was just like, mate, it comes to a stage where you're not 12 anymore. Like, but they are the Wild West.
Did you ever have that friend that like put their, you know, like you'd change your voice and all, put your voice up a few octaves to make them sound a wee bit deeper? You know, like, my voice broke.
Yeah. It's like, you used to have like the wee squeakers in the lobby, like, and the next thing it's like, I fucked your mom.
I fucked your mom, big mom. Yeah.
Like, but what, why, like, who started that? Like, you know, I'm sure at one stage people got on the game and like, oh well mate, how's it going?
Yeah.
And then one day some boy just came in blasting like fucking the fans weren't going like, fuck your mum, fuck your mum.
I said, what the fuck, like, why, what's the point in doing that?
Yeah, it's annoying now, like, because video games just don't hit the same, do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, they like, don't, like, they really don't.
It's like,
I remember, like, you know, playing Black Ops 3 with the boys, you know, double XP weekend, going nuts, 20 hours a day.
Oh yeah.
4 hours sleep, waking back up again to fucking hit that thing. But we used to have a friend on it that would just literally sit and play guitar and not even play, just sit in the party and play guitar.
Is he autistic? Is he like, he's not really, he's meant to be playing the Xbox, not his guitar.
I don't know what the fuck he was at.
He's a fucking brilliant musician, but terrible at gaming. Like.
Just sitting there playing or drinking Jack Daniels and going, well, boys, what about you? Here's Wonderwall. And
in fairness, during the last lockdown there, one of some of the best memories I had was that late nights, and like you couldn't go visit anybody, you couldn't do anything, and just all the boys back on the fucking Xbox and like chatting shit, drinking away. It's like, oh, this is life. Like,
that's the thing, like fucking there was that time where as soon as you left school, straight on, I was it all night. But now you're jumping on and be like, well boys, how long are you staying on for the night? I'm only on for a couple of games.
And it's heartbreaking.
It really is.
And that's the only word I can use to describe it. Isn't it weird how like, it's weird how like it takes such little to keep me and our boys happy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like, yep. I seen a fucking quality meme the other day, and it was like a studio apartment say in New York, and all the boy had was a fucking Xbox with a TV sitting on top of it and a camping chair.
Yep.
And some woman retweeted it being like, this is fucking disgusting how to live with it. And then the boy retweeted it and was like, it makes women so mad to see how little men actually need in their lives.
Yep.
That's all we need.
Yeah,
we
big
fuck
time.
Fuck all, like.
Big time.
Give a man a mic, he'd talk for fucking... Tough for years, like, just talk shit, like.
It's wild. I actually heard his fucking quote. I think it was Chris Rock said it about, oh, I'm going to butcher this. I really am going to butcher this. It was like, children and dogs are the only things that can be loved unconditionally, mm-hmm. whereas men need to show their capability to be loved.
Yeah, no, I seen that.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
Fucking bad, like. And it wasn't all one, like, women need love to have sex, whereas men need sex to feel loved.
Yeah, what's that about? What's the whole, like, do you ever have like that? I don't feel sexy tonight.
Yeah.
If that was the case for men, would never have sex.
Yeah, exactly. like you stand there picking the hair to your belly button, be like, I don't feel sexy.
I just had a Chinese and don't feel sexy tonight. You're just like, shut the fuck up, like.
I want to eat that Chinese off you.
Do you know what? Fuck. This brings up a very valid point. Gay boys have it sussed.
Yeah.
There's no fucking bullshit.
I know.
It's just two bros. Bucking.
It's funny how like every guy goes to, you know, I'd love a boyfriend, just buck each other and go for a pint.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it.
Yeah, no. But then
it's the fucking one track mind.
Yeah, it actually is. But then I listened to a point on the fucking Two Birds podcast, and they were saying, like, imagine the quality of gifts you're gonna receive when we all know what you want when you wake up in the morning, like first and foremost, right? And then second of all, it's just like you're just gonna get the fucking best gifts ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I don't want to shit on people, like, but someone gets you like a fucking top or a shirt or something, like, oh, this is
or
nice.
Or Lynx Africa.
Yeah, you're like, this is nice, and then like your boyfriend will get you a fucking, like, I don't know, like a motorbike, and you're like, fuck, this is awesome. Like,
deadly.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, this is our big bag of cans. Like, this is exactly what I wanted.
Exactly what I wanted, yeah.
A bit of a difference between a motorbike and bag of cans, but it brings back to the point, simple things make us happy. Like,
simple things. Like, my girlfriend actually took me out for like a wee meal there the other night, and she was like, I'm paying for this because I want to treat you, and I was like,
oh yeah,
fucking deadly.
Oh, fact. I make sure my woman pays for 50%. Sick. Ship is sealed. Joe, what drives me insane, I've heard a lot of people recently say, like, oh yeah, like, say, like, fucking the girl's like, oh, I decided to take my boyfriend away. It's like, oh, where'd you just go? It's like, oh, I went to the Galgorm. Like, that's not a present for him.
No,
you haven't treated him at all. There, there's one girl, I fucking hope she won't listen to this because there's a very specific example. She's like, oh yeah, for like my boyfriend's birthday, I made him a scrapbook of all the memories of us together. I was like, why?
He's going to throw that in the fucking under his bed and never be seen again.
Why? And then she came back, she's like, oh, he obviously loved it, so he did, like, you know nothing. I was like, he didn't.
No,
like,
that was a smiley bit in his face for you to suck
his back. Yeah, I was like, I guarantee you really rather blowjob, like, 100%. The amount of time you spent making that, say, like, she's like, an hour. I was like, if you spent an hour fucking on him, you would have had a far better day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, men are so easy pleased.
No.
So easy pleased. You know, fucking, like, Me and the girlfriend, I don't talk about her too much on the podcast. I don't even fucking say her name or nothing because I want her out of that limelight. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't say
her in the stardom.
Yeah, in the
don't
stardom,
want to get her all caught up in it. Like.
Yeah, exactly. I want everybody to know that I'm still single and that I'm not tied down. I'm joking, by the way, if you're watching this. We take a turnabout. So if I take her out for a feed, I'll pay. And the next night we go out, she'll pay.
Yeah, average it out.
But I started doing this thing, you know, where like, we'll go to the nice, expensive restaurant for your turn.
Yeah, you pick, like we're going to this wee pokey cafe for my turn, and then you're taking me to the fucking nice spot.
No, it is a thing of, like, you know, I'll say, right, you pick, I pay.
Yeah.
And take a turnabout like that there.
Fuck, that's a good system, actually.
It is a good system.
The,
like,
See, the thing, though, I would pay 100% of the time if she could just make up her fucking mind where to eat. What is the crack?
Don't even fucking start, mate.
Right, I can guarantee I know nothing, and I mean nothing about this area.
Yep.
But I bet you there's two places you like to eat, probably. And you go back there every day till you died.
Yep.
You don't need to go try the new fucking pop-up van that
road. No, couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, not
could
a
not
fuck.
Give
I'm
a
insane.
Flying fuck.
There's two places. One place is in Uri. I'll go, it's a fucking butcher's / deli. Go there for lunch every day, happy days. And dinner, I actually don't really give a fuck. I'll probably go back to the same place.
Yep.
It's a simple life.
Yep.
But then you ask the Holy Joe question, where do you want to go tonight? Oh, I don't mind.
I don't know. Oh, do you fancy burger? No, I don't. Do you want Chinese? No, I don't. Yeah. Some Indian? No, I don't. What the fuck do you want?
There's no food left.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want?
Or the thing where you're like, I'm going to get a McDonald's here. Do you want anything? She's like, no. Then you go get your feed and she goes, what do you got there? A fucking McDonald's, obviously. Give us some chips. Like, no. You didn't want that anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I think for buddies that listen to this, you need to set the standard early. Yeah. You need to nip that shit in the bud.
Oh,
don't
big time.
Bring oil and ice game.
Big time.
Crap. See, once you let that shit run, it goes
So I had the girlfriend in Dungannon Town. She's a Belfast girl. I had her round here for the first time not too long ago. And I was like, come on, we'll go to one of my sort of favourite places. We'll go for like yourself, you know, the deli you go to every day for your lunch, right? It's like, I'll go here for my lunch most days, you know, when you come here. Mm-hmm. I just looked it up and down and says, I don't like the look of it. And I goes, the food's fucking unreal.
But to me, that screams that the food's lethal. If it looks
shit, it's lethal.
Shit,
if it looks shit, they're pumping all their money into good product.
Yeah, that's it. Like, 100%. There's that fine, sometimes I find, though, there's that fine line with Chinese. It's either a dirty shithole that does lethal food or it's just dirty shithole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't go to, like, the pristinely clean Chinese. It's going to be rotten.
No.
It needs to have that right amount of fucking dirt on the wall for the food to taste good.
I always distinguish like how good a Chinese is by how scummy the person is in the front from the front till, you know, taking the order.
My favourite thing about Chinese is in this country is like there's a boy that works in the Chinese that I go to, shout out fucking Cal's in Uri, best spot ever. If he's ever down there, go. But it's like you get this boy, he's Chinese, so he obviously answers the phone. This isn't racist, this is my impression of Chinese people. He's like, "Hello, what you like?" And you're like, "Oh, chips, chicken balls." And he's like, "Chip, chicken ball, fried rice, curry, no bother, yeah. And then at the end you go, "All right, thanks very much." And all of he goes, 15 minutes, he goes, "Oh, cheers," he goes, "No bother." Down the phone. And you're like, fuck yes. You've come the whole way from China and picked up the phrase, "No bother," and bust the phone down. Legend.
There's a Chinese there in the town that I go to regularly, shout out Sue's. That I was rode off in it one night. There's a bar, my local bar is opposite it, and I'll just fucking get a rode off in there, fucking 20 pints, go over there, whatever change in pocket, slam it down. I'm like, right, Paul, give us a fucking chicken ball supper or some shit. And he's right, 5:20. And his dad comes out, who's very thick Chinese accent, right? And I was sitting with the coins, you know, going like that there, pushing them out. And he goes, "You want soft finger?" And I goes, "Do you want a punch in the head, you dick?" And he goes, "No, so salt, vinegar." And I was like, "Fuck, oh, sorry." Because I thought I was making noise. He's like, you want a sore finger?
Smashing the table with these coins.
He's like, "You want a sore finger?" I was like, "You want a fucking punch in the head, you
dick?" I love to think that them boys have came over from, like, you know, China and mastered the craft of food and come here and, like, you know, ended up in, like, near your fucking Dungan. It's like, what a sad story. It's just going, like, reverse almost. Like, what a terribly sad story.
Yep.
And then they come over with all these fucking beautiful foods and all. And we're like, "Do you do gravy?" I'm like, "What?
Why would you put gravy on salt and chili chicken or something?"
Like, gravy, and it's like, "Well, what other sort of dish you do?" And they say, like, fucking, you're like a fucking, I don't know, like a kumpai or whatever. And you're like, "What about chicken balls?" They're like, "What the fuck
is this? Chicken balls?"
The Chinese in Northern Ireland is about as Chinese as a fish and chip at this stage. Like, it's not Chinese at all. It's like curry. And it's like, they can't make the curry too hot because people give off about it.
I love hot curry.
Oh, so do I. But people from here are cons. Like, it's like, "Oh, it's so spicy. What'd you put on it?" It's like, "Salt and vinegar." Fuck me. Like, get with the times, mate. Like,
yeah,
I can't stand people that give, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not that boy who goes into Nando's and be like, "Give me the flaming hot fucking chicken." But like, there's some people that do that I've been with that just do it and don't enjoy the food at all.
Just to be a fucking hard man.
Yeah, just like, you're getting fucking medium, ain't gonna get the fucking hottest flaming volcano chicken you have. And you're just like, where's the time?
One of the first dates I went on to Nando's, and I went up to the counter and I was like, "Here, you sit there, I'll order it for you." I went up and ordered. And I had no fucking, like, spice palette at all. And I was like, "Mate, I need you to do me a favour. I'm ordering garlic and herb here. Put a wee fucking red hot fucking flag on it. I want to show her I mean fucking business here." But she ended up fucking getting my garlic and herb, and I ended up getting her actual fucking hot one. Mate, it's like, did you ever see the movie Along Came Polly? Jennifer
Don't
Aniston.
Watch movies.
Fuck. Throwback to my podcast there. I was fucking raging. Where he says he loves spice, and he's sitting eating all these spicy fucking Portuguese or Brazilian foods, and he's sweating buckets. That was me.
Why do people do that, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I was that dickhead.
It's just like, oh fuck, he can eat space. His dick must be huge.
I was like, fucking right. Yeah. It's really not. It's fucking, there's 3 inches, but there's 18 stone pumping into it.
It's the force from behind.
It may be the size of a needle, but goes like a sewing machine.
Oh, fuck me. God love him.
Yeah, so women can't decide what the fucking want. Here's a trick for you, right? So with your lady, mm-hmm. You know, if we date nights, usually a Saturday night, you just walk up and say, guess where I'm taking you tonight? And she will say the first place where she really wants to go to. And that's where you take her.
That's the salt. Yeah, right enough.
Completed it, mate.
Yeah, you've just cracked the code. Like, women, completed it, mate. That's it done. What do you think? I'm going to try to spin this into a stand-up topic about women. Right?
Okay.
What is your current take on stand-up comedians in terms of like females? Do you know, like, because don't get me wrong, they get a fucking hard time. Like, unjustifiably so, in my opinion.
Oh, big time. Like, they get a lot more criticism because they're females.
And then I also find that people think, like, I can only imagine, but because you're a woman and you're funny, like, say you're going out with a boy, he probably thinks he's fucking hilarious. Joe, mm-hmm. Because you're funny, you make it look so easy. Yep. But it does my head in. Like, as I said earlier on the podcast, like, Heather's fucking...
Yes, so shout out Heather, Bad Tweet Girl. Mm-hmm. Give her a wee shout. She was in the pavilion there on Monday night, and she was the only female out of 6 fellow comedians. Mm-hmm. And she was by far the best.
Yeah, crushes it every time.
And like, you're talking like Shane Todd and William Thompson were up there too.
But see, it then brings me into like the other stages of comedy that was there for a while, where it's like, and over here it still sort of exists when you look at TV, and I don't mean to sound bad, but it's really inclusive.
Yes.
But for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Like, if you're funny, you're funny. But, there's one show that sticks to mind that I'll not name it, but like, they have like a bunch of like comedians from like, you know, maybe disabilities and stuff like that. And if you're not funny, you're not fucking funny. Like, and like, really, as a white male who predominantly, like, you know, that's the people that strive in stand-up, and maybe it's a bit biased, but like, I have a lot of time for funny people, like, but at the minute, especially over here in America, they shook it real quick. They had that like sort of weird stage where they tried to like try people and like, oh, it'll be all like fucking certain types of comedians, and it went real quick. But over here it seems at last, it's getting harder and harder for people to like fucking break through.
It is, it really is. But just because somebody identifies as like a fucking cactus doesn't mean they have every right to be on stage.
Yeah.
And they're not funny.
That's it. It's not an inclusive thing. It's you're included if you're funny.
Yeah, and I mean that with all due respect. Like, the inclusiveness.
Yeah,
that word, that thing. Everyone coming together, that shit. Mm-hmm. It's all well and good in certain aspects of life.
Yeah.
And fuck, I hope I don't get cancelled. I don't want to get cancelled. I mean this with all due respect. If you're funny, you're funny. If not, you're not. But don't fucking cry because you're not getting on stage because you identify as this.
Yes, because it's not a thing.
Because it's not a thing.
You're getting on stage because you're funny. At the start, everyone gets given equal opportunity. Over here, like, fucking me and you, you know, both been in, like, very, very fucking fresh this. Like, and you'll get your chance when you get your chance.
Yeah.
I went to the pavilion first night and goes, any chance, you know, next time there's a show, put me on. And the guy was like, yeah, but like, didn't hear back from him for like 3 months. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and what the fuck do you expect?
Like, you're not going to just, you don't just, everything else you don't get.
You don't, a lot of people are just born with silver spoons up their ass.
Yeah. That's it, like,
us being, well, I would say you're a country boy.
Sort of a mix.
This is sort of country, this is sort of, you know, we're bread and butter, hardy as fuck.
Right.
You know, we're very old school. I'm a very old school fella. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sort of slowly getting into the whole inclusivity shit and, you know, this, I identify as this and this. I'll respect it. I'll call you by whatever pronoun you want. But it's a hard thing for me to actually understand and get over.
That's the thing. And the thing about it is, like, it's not that you don't, you know, agree with it or like whatever. It's just, it's a fucking lot of information to take on, you know, especially when you haven't had any experience with it. Like, and we're a country, it's like, I was actually trying to figure out a bit lately about Ireland and racism, right? And it's not that we're overly racist. To an extent, yes, we are.
Yeah.
But we're come from a country, there was never anybody here. Like, when you went to America, you know, there's black people there, and then they were racist.
Yeah.
We're only used to white people. Mm-hmm. We just don't know how to fucking behave. And it's like a thing over time you learn and we realize, like, you can't fucking do this, that, and the other. But we just don't fucking know, like.
No, we don't.
We're going to make mistakes, like.
We're big time, like, big time. And it just baffles me. Like, the whole non-binary thing, I never got.
I don't even, what's that? Like, you don't identify as anything?
Yeah, but you is it fluid non-binary or some shit where you, I shouldn't say some shit, it's a thing, whatever. I mean, this with all due respect. Where like, one day I'm a female, one day I'm a male. I'm like, I don't get how or why this comes. I don't get it.
It's like everything. It's like you were taught in school that, like, you know, this is a boy, this is a girl. And then all of a sudden someone's saying, well, actually, I wasn't actually born a male. I'm actually born. And you're like, this is a lot of information for me to process. Give me some time and come back in a couple of years. Like, it's going to take some time.
I have a friend, and she won't mind me saying this, but she was a he.
Right.
And it took me a while to get over. It was just hard to process.
It's just weird to fucking get your mind around.
Yeah, it's weird to get your mind around, because I knew this person as... And now I know this person as...
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say... I knew this person as Mark.
Yeah.
And now it's fucking Megan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've known you as Mark for so long. Mm-hmm. And just, it's hard to understand, but I'd respect every...
No, every person that goes... Yeah. That goes through it, or like, you know... Goes through it, yeah.
Fuck, it's got really serious really quick, didn't it?
This is what happens to me. The phone never fucking happened.
So, what about dicks?
Yeah. Show me your cock.
Show me your cock. Do you want to go cross those?
No, I actually want to pick your brain a wee bit about podcast. Well, a wee bit about podcasting and stand-up. So, like, obviously both fairly fresh at the stand-up fucking thing and podcasting. What would be your main thing? Like, see, whenever you were, like... I presume you had some sort of set wrote out before you went and did your first gig.
Yeah, like I said, you know...
Well, yeah, well... Let's say, because I'm counting my first two gigs before the pandemic is like, really, I don't really count them as anything.
Yeah, no, so, I'm not counting. I'm saying that the next gig I do at Bullion will be my first gig.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that. It's like,
start fresh.
It's like, it's like fucking BC. And like,
yeah.
That's what it actually feels like. Before pandemic, after pandemic, up. Like, because I was talking to Jordan about it. It's completely different now. Like, you know,
completely different.
Fucking packed places, low roofs. Like, now everyone wants to be outside, open spaces. And fucking, I would feel very nervous about doing it that way.
Yeah.
Especially at the start. But talk me through, what's your process of, like, do you just think of something? Like, do you sit down with the book and go, do you know what? I think this is funny.
So, all my stand-up stuff is all story-based. They're all legitimate stories that have happened to me. And it's all title things. So, the way I work it, you know, you have to captivate your audience. And I do that by telling the title of the story first, then getting into it.
Right, okay.
So, for example, I'll tell you the title of it, but I won't tell you what I won't do that. I wanked so hard my appendix burst.
Right, so, I see you're doing, you're getting the joke out, and then you're working back through it.
And then I'm working through it, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
And that's them caught in.
Fuck, right, okay, that's
stuff
good.
Like that there, you know, and that's the way I do. So all the things I ever tell are all literally things that have actually happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever tend to, you know... exaggerate slightly.
Oh, you have to, mate.
Yeah, that's what, see if anyone turns around. I see if you turn around and say, no, I've got to tie the fuck up. It's like you have to, like.
Yeah, you have to exaggerate. I don't exaggerate. I don't go over the top.
The bones are there, like.
The bones
are
there. Like, just add a bit of fat to us. Yeah, a bit of muscle.
It would have been slightly funner if it happened this way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a way I describe myself in the bit. It's so hard to do without telling you the actual bit. But where I say is, like, I was crawling towards the door, like I just got shot in Plymouth. You know?
Oh, that's good. See, this is why you need the video format. Let's words can't describe the reaction to that.
Or, like, I just got shot outside. I got shot in Vegas.
Fuck me.
Or I was fucking stabbed in the middle of London High Street or something. Yeah. You know, something like that there. I try and do it. I look, basically, before I do the bit, I'll be looking at the recent fucking tragedies.
Yeah, yes. What hits hardest? What's the closest to home we can get this? Like, no, that's good. I like that style. I have a lot of respect for people who do one-liners. No fucking clue.
But George, like, I've had two one-liner comedians on the podcast, of Johnny Bow, who was on the Pavilion on Monday night, and he was fucking outstanding.
But the brain works differently.
It does.
I couldn't, for the life of me, go bang, bang, bang.
I couldn't remember them all.
Yeah. No chance.
Not a fucking chance.
On your gig, did you take anything off stage to prompt you, or like remember, or did you just
off by heart back to front. Yeah. You know, because the stories are legitimate things that happened to me, I know exactly what way to do it.
My way of doing it, and I don't know if I'm sure someone will correct me if this isn't like right, but I'll do the bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of, it'd not be the exact same thing 100% of the time, every time. You know what I mean? You put your bullet points down and then you could throw in an extra wee bit here or there or whatever. But the bones of the story is always there. I find it, because I always find it hard studying in school and learning fucking things. So like when it comes to learn a complete script, you know what you're going to say, it's like, I don't have the attention span to do that. Even though it's a 4-minute set. I can't be fucking arsed to sit there. I can sit here and talk and move, but see when it comes to me and a piece of paper and no one else. Drives me insane.
What do you reckon, like, you could do stand up now? If somebody says go up on stage and do, how long do you reckon you could do?
See, that's the conundrum I'm having. Do you go and do the 15-minute set and just fucking Trying for it's 15 minutes the same as doing, you know, four minutes really, or should you just get your 4 minutes or 5 minutes and fucking nail it on the head? Like if you down your hole for half of the 15 minutes, you know, then you know you've learnt more than not doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or do you go and use half of this? Say you do a 7.5 minute set of just that shit. Do you know what I mean? That's sort of a tricky one.
I reckon if somebody said, "Right, go up there and do your gig now," I could do an hour.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't. I think the max I would be willing to stay on stage at the minute, and I mean, like, I'll be fucking nervous for it'd be 20 minutes at a push. But, like, I have way more there in the arsenal that I could use, but I just wouldn't want
to. I have a solid half hour.
Yeah. Oh, do you? See, that.
Solid half hour.
But then, the people, this is the other thing, because I don't have anybody to bounce these questions off of. Do you work it as in, like, your 5 minute piece is your 5 minutes, or does that all tie into your 30 minute? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. So one of the stories that I tell, that wanking story is a 15-minute set.
Right, okay.
By itself.
But would you put that and add that on to a 15-minute set to make your 30-minute set? Or is it the 15-minute? Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah.
So you'd add it
together? Add all together.
Yeah, see, that's the best way I think to do it. Like,
because, like, that 15-minute set is literally, there's a joke in it every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Something, like, to fucking make you... Like the professional standards, a laugh every 7 seconds.
All right, okay, yeah.
Which is fucking ridiculously hard to do.
Yeah.
If I get a laugh every 30 seconds, this is what I'm aiming for.
Would you be happy?
By having the wee punchlines in there, I'll be happy.
See, I have no clue with mine. It's so like unknown. Do you know what I mean? You're like so unknown and you're so unsure. I'm like, fuck, I don't know. But like, I think mine would be weird. Like, I would go on my phone with a fucking shot. Like, I just write random things popping into my head throughout the day. It could be a completely make-believe situation. It could be a partly make-believe or a fucking 100% real situation. At one line, things come to me all the time. I went actually through my notes the other day. I was looking at some stuff. Like, I might actually have to start putting more context to this because some of this is fucking wild. Like, you'll just, the most random thought will come into your head and you're just like, scribble it down. Because I'm a fucker for forgetting things.
Yeah, like, I've started doing that myself. My phone is full of stuff that I've been thinking about. Like, wee stories that are like, Do you ever forget about a story, but I could say to you, like, remember that time, or do you ever go to fucking Amsterdam, and you'd be like, oh, it was, fuck, that reminds me of a story. I've started doing that there, where I'm talking to somebody, and then they're like, oh, I done this the other day, and I'm like, fuck, I done that too. Fucking hell, I remember that there happened.
Yeah.
And then I jot that down my phone, and I'm like, that's a story, I can work a bit in that
I think that's the best, but, well, for me, that's the best way for me to do it, like, and then just try and get everything fucking condensed down into the gold.
Yeah, the gold. Into the gold. The fine gold.
Yeah, work towards your half an hour. The other thing I find really strange is, at the minute, is, did you see the statistic on stand-up that is, what is it? It's like, people turn off after half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You could be watching any special on Netflix, everyone turns it off after half an hour. Mm-hmm. That's the stat.
Yeah.
Why are people still, I understand it for like, Joe the Road and like, doing a show. Yeah, you need an hour, like, fuck me, people paying money. But like, the specials at half an hour, or like an hour, I think eventually it will get cut down in time.
It probably will.
Because what's the point? I seen that, like, Burr Kreisner talk about it. He put his best stuff in his first half an hour, which normally is last half an hour. He flipped the show, his two half an hour segments, and put the best one first. Like, why wouldn't you?
Do you ever hear him talking, like, the very first time telling the machine story?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so much better compared to what it was in his, like, Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
So much
better.
I
think the original clip he put out was unsolicited. He was not allowed to put that out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the one Netflix recorded, but it was the one that, you know, that first one, and it fucking banged. Absolutely banged. But he talks like, he's like, I was fucking ridiculed for putting that out. The Netflix goes, I got 15 million views in a week. And this slowly but surely shut the fuck up, because then, you know, knock on effect, people came to watch the special. Yeah. But it's just, it's mad to me how, like, how it all works like that, and like all these, like, people turn off after half an hour. I love all them like analytical things.
Have you ever had a bit that you've thought is fucking absolutely hilarious and you've told your mate it, that you're like, I might use Jesus on the comedy stage, and they'd be like, don't ever fucking say that. You cannot say
this is the thing. I don't, people say I'm weird for this, I will not tell anybody a bit in person. I'll never run something past my mate. I go on stage and I'll either damn a hole or it'll work. For some reason, I don't present when I'm on stage. Like, you'll probably, if you ever come to see it, you'd be like, fuck, I had that behind my podcast, and he goes on different stage, not by like trait, but me on a podcast is different to me doing a show.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, even though I've only had 2 gigs, I definitely notice a difference. Like, I think on like a podcast, like, I am myself and stuff, but like, I'll not really let loose. On stage, I'll probably let loose a wee bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm blocked, I'll just go fucking buck wild.
Well, I have a story that I wanted to put into my stand up bit, and I told it to somebody who's quite high up comedian not too long ago, as in Monday night. And he says, I don't think you can ever whisper that to anybody, because I'll tell you it off air.
It was a full blown story, like,
full blown story.
See, that would do my head in. I don't see what's wrong. Like, you run the line, you know what I mean? Like, the whole point of it is the fucking, You're either going to like it or you're not going to like it. It's completely subjective.
If I wasn't working in the place that I was working in, I could tell.
It's like what I said before. Is like you talk to some people doing a podcast, like, where do you work? Like the council. And I was like, right, fuck.
Yeah.
Reeler in, but.
Yeah, so I work for Big Pharma.
Right, okay. So yeah, best behavior.
Yes, that's why I can't tell it.
Yeah. See, that's what's amazing about the boys that, like, fucking, you know, make it and are completely self-employed by all this shit. Do what the fuck you want.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. The more mental, the better, in my opinion. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
No one's going to pull you and work me like, hey, buddy, like, you work for us. We own you. You're fucking...
I just can't wait now to get, like, a proper night out and get back into the club night scene. Mm-hmm. Well, I might even get into... Like, I can't see myself fucking going and clubbing again, to be honest.
I don't see it either. I fucking love social distancing. I'm a big fan. Like,
fucking great.
Fuck off, 2 meters away. Like, stay the fuck away from me. Like,
Nathan, it's fucking 2028. Fuck off. Still social distance.
This is just 2 meters. I'm gonna have like a crazy cameras at the hula hoop or something around them. Like, just stay the fuck away from me. Like, from the deck and hit you. You're too close. Fuck you. The helicopter.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. No. Like I said, but that bit, I would love to tell us, but I can't. I'll tell you it off air.
See, right. You can tell me it off air, but I always think just go. Like, unless it's. I mean, like.
I could get arrested.
To me, the only thing that doesn't fly is outrageously racist.
No, it's not outrageously.
Then, to me, it's all right. But trying to think if there's anything else. Where are we going there? Fucking hour and 10.
Jesus Christ. That fucking flew in.
Yeah, it actually did. It's the fucking... The Fosters.
It is the Fosters. I'm feeling them.
Fucking day drink. You literally can't beat a day drink. Like,
you can't beat a good day drink, boy. You cannot beat it.
I've been drinking Guinness for some reason. Like, I went to the Guinness factory 2 years ago and ever since never looked back. Never touched stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
But Guinness is the fucking the nectar these days. But I can't get drunk off Guinness until I mix it up to like a lager or something.
Yeah.
So I can literally control it, being like, fucking said 10 pints of Guinness, and the next thing is like, I feel like getting drunk now.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, something else and gone. Wipe out. It's lethal.
What's the messiest you've ever been?
Oh, dear Lord. I'd say them... Hey, fuck, I hope my mom and dad don't listen to this. Right, so basically, this is... Do you know what I say? I get fucking spooky. Was that in your podcast or mine? I can't remember now.
I can't remember.
But anyway,
one of the two.
Anyway, for anyone that knows me, they know I get into... If I get to a stage of drunk, it looks like I'm on gear. Never done gear. But anyway, we were going to Patrick Topping in Shane.
Mm-hmm.
This is just before the... Was it just before the year before the lockdown? Year before the lockdown, maybe. And obviously a big fucking rave scene, blah blah blah. Went, I was like lamped going into the place. Still don't really remember getting in, but the only thing I really remember from that night was I tried to get to a bar, got a drink, sat it down, went to go for a piss, came back down, and then I stumbled and fell into a wall. So anyone's watched this, you might be able to see I've got like bumps on my head and my nose, and I'll just randomly pick up marks. I have no idea how they got there.
Yeah.
And fuck, just remember smacking myself the wall and that's it. No clue what happened. And then next morning I wake up at my girlfriend's sofa, so that step was like, where the fuck am I? Like, no clue what was going on. And I couldn't find my phone. I was like, fuck, where's my phone? And you know what it's like when you can't find your phone?
Yeah.
The fear just sets. Oh, it's like, shit, bad, where is it? So I put it on Google Maps and looked and seen, fuck, my phone's way over this part of Belfast. It must have fucking, someone stole it. So I started phoning it, no answer. Drove to the location and looked, and I was at the Mater Hospital.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. I was like, oh, shit. Went to reception, I was like, was I here last night?
Fuck.
Was I here last night? And they're like, no, what's your name? Check. No. I was like, right.
Okay.
So this is like, again, the spookiness of all this. I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck.
So I walk around the hospital and like, I wonder if I sat it down or whatever. And then looked. And then the car park up on this wall, like literally 7 foot high. I had a red phone case at the time. The phone's just sitting there, untouched. And then.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I was just sitting there like, I was just like. I didn't even see it. My girlfriend, she's like, Sean, what the fuck? I thought she'd seen a ghost. And it was just my phone sitting there. And I was like, holy fuck. And then, do you know whenever you start getting flashbacks then?
Yeah.
And the only thing I can picture happening is being that wiped out, walking home, that maybe a taxi man picked me up and was like, this boy needs to go to the hospital. Like, and then I just didn't go. That's the type of drunk I'd be. Like, I'm not being good form or like doing anything fun. I'll do the spookiest shit.
So the worst shapes I've ever been in and the worst hangover I've ever had in my entire life was like I said in the last podcast, you know, drinking in the Anchor Bar and sports shirt and waking up in the standing line to fucking mate, I woke up and I looked around.
Where did the standing take you? Where are you, Scotland?
Where's the fucking Stranraer?
What did you do when you got there?
Just jumped back on again and went back.
There's nothing like Dan's tough gig, like, but Dan on a boat.
Fuck, I woke up and the boat was going. Fucking, I was hungover as fucking, fucking boat going everywhere. Looked him right and I was like, "Well, Madeline, how you go?" No.
I did.
Fuck's sake. So I was like, "Where the fuck am I?" And I was like, "Shit!" And I called pastors nearby. I was like, "Is this the boat to Stranraer?" And they're like,
"Oh yeah. My god!"
I started looking at my pockets. First thing you do, look in your pockets. Fucking train tickets. And fucking, I've looked at my phone as well. And there's one for Phonacab. Like, where you fucking take the Phonacab? Got the fucking taxi round the fucking boat and got on. I don't know how the fuck they let me on the passenger, because I was blocked.
You must have fucking put on some fucking display to get on that boat. Like,
fuck. Bad. So got over Stranraer and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And I was in university at the time. It was my Van Wilder year at university. And I remember mum ringing me being like, "You in class?" Like, "Yep." Yep. She's like, "Are you sure about that?" "Yeah, She goes, "Well, I'm in Coleraine here, so do you want to go meet up for lunch?" And I was like, "I'm wee bit busy today, man." Sorry. So I jumped back on the foot passenger and that fucking boat home.
Oh, no.
Worst hangover off my life.
I don't think I can help that.
Bottle of vodka on the bus, on the boat, and just start tackling it raw. Yeah.
Don't know how to beat it to fucking stay.
Yeah, I can't do this sober.
Yeah.
That's and I got fucking blocked. That was great.
Did you get the 2-day lottery rollover, did you?
Yeah. It was worse hangover.
I'm blessed. My hangovers actually aren't that bad. I think it's because I'm still sort of I'm relatively still young, like, so.
Oh, wait till you hit the 25, 26 mark, or they get fucking really bad.
Well, I hear once you leave uni, like, I still have 1 year to go after uni, it's all downhill. Like.
You're going to have a degree?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You can't be, do you know the way people go all in? It's like, you have to be all in, man. Like, if you want to be a stand-up, you can have nothing else to fall back. And I'm like, fuck that. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Need to have a fucking... In fairness, though, like, I do business studies in university, and
you're happy to waste in your life as well.
It's the biggest sort of shit ever, like, so... I mean, it's not really a degree, like... Fucking learn more in GCSE, fucking...
Damn right.
Business studies than I did in an level. But you're here, the fucking night out, and the uni life's great, isn't it? Oh,
uni life is fucking great.
It's worth the fucking entry
fee. I have a lot of fucking uni life stories, like... Oh, fucking a lot.
What was the worst thing that happened to you in uni, do you think? Oh. Going to uni.
Oh, fuck this. I don't know what I can tell this. Well, I can. Well, there's a fella that died on university. He fell off a fucking balcony.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I've seen it.
Oh, no. Like, steaming, like, or just off his head?
Locked off his head. Like.
Oh, fuck me. Like, that is...
That's the worst thing I've ever
seen. In Holy Lands?
No, it was Coleraine.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're in Coleraine, sorry. Jesus. Coleraine.
And it was one of the most brutal things I'll ever fucking see.
What a somber note.
I know, what a somber note.
What a way to bring it down.
Yeah, what a way to bring it down. You asked me what the worst thing I've seen.
Yeah, should have said the best worst thing you've...
Best worst thing? I've seen... This is so bad. It's not really. It was a dress-up night in the Anchor Bar. Like a Halloween dress-up night. And there was a guy who is a little person. I think I have to describe them as that now. Yeah. I shouldn't say them either. Those people. Digging a hole.
He was below 4 foot.
He was about 3 foot two. And he couldn't reach the urinal.
Oh. Fuck's sake.
So, I see them going into the bathroom. And it's weird, I followed him in because I was curious. Yeah. I was like, I want to see
how... As a man would be.
Yeah, I want to see how he does it. Went into the bathroom. And he was dressed like... That's just a quick backtrack. He was dressed as an Oompa Loompa. Anyway, I went in and there was a guy dressed as Superman and lift him up. In the urinal. I was like, what the fuck? I walked back out and I was like, did I actually just fucking see that?
I would need to leave and walk back in again.
And I was like, I ain't got to go back in. And went in and he was just smiling at me, this guy going, funny, isn't it? I was like, did somebody spike me?
Imagine you left and came back in, it's just the midget. Fuck! fuck! No!
No!
Imagine you just walk back in again. It's just that fucking under 4 foot person just lifting Superman by the ankles. Just
imagine. I fucking...
You would have been like, what? They do have superpowers. Oh my god.
I did hear they do have superhuman strength.
Let me just with one hand fucking open Superman. Hurry up there, big man.
So bad.
I think on that note, we'll fucking wrap it up before we get cancelled. If we go any further, we'll fucking... As I said, these things don't really get edited, so fucking good luck.
Yeah, fuck it.
We'll see what happens. If you never hear us after this, you know what
happens. Yeah, if you don't like it, message me and we'll talk.
But yeah, Where are we going to be in the next few while? I'm going to be in the pavilion shortly soon. You're probably going to be in the same spot, so keep your eyes out for the pavilion. Is there any spots down here? Do you come nights? No.
They're seeing
what happens, right? It's hard outside of Belfast, isn't it?
It is very hard. Like, I've been in talks with somebody to try and get, you know, because we need something back.
100%. Like,
so I was going to try and get a comedy night sorted in Dungannon Town, but it'd be very hard to do.
Yeah, it's tricky because I was thinking Newry's. They would have McCooey's, but she hasn't even, like, the woman, Leanne in there, like, fucking legend, she hasn't even opened her cafe. She just still does the hatch, so it's like, she's not going to put people in there. Yeah, like, so it's tricky, but yeah, like, the wee spots in around towns need it, like, because fucking, there's such quality to go see, like.
But then the thing is, I heard there, a very famous Northern Irish comedian said that the people that, you know, host gigs in their own town are shit comedians. I'm like, I don't want to host one.
You take the one in your and I'll take the one up here.
Just swap.
Just like fuck, we're both quality, mate.
Yeah, brilliant, mate.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Right enough, actually. But it would be good to see. It'd be good to see in more places because, like, fuck, who doesn't want to go for a laugh?
I don't know, exactly.
Like, what's the lose, like?
Pay £5 to see me make a dick of myself.
Yeah.
No, come on ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think, where am I going to be for listeners? Well, I can't really name all the places, but if places in Belfast come up, two in Belfast? At least two in Belfast, one in Omagh. Guess that if you can.
I've been in talks to that person as well.
And then there's one other one that I can't say anything about yet, but it'll be closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to home. In home. So, in home. But it's more of like a corporate gig, so I'm fucking nervous about it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like, is there going to be kids here? What the fuck's going to happen? Can't. I'll have like 30 seconds of material to use.
Fuck.
But yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Cheers, mate. Fucking
brilliant. Find all your stuff on Spotify, isn't it?
All Spotify, yeah.
Spotify. And you have more than one podcast. List them all for me again.
I've got the Two Girls, One Smith podcast as well. And I got the Talking Smith podcast. The Two Girls, it's wild shit.
Yeah. Some fucking mad stories going on there. So definitely, guys, go over and give it a listen. As always, thanks for listening to this one. If you've enjoyed, leave a like, follow, subscribe.
Win the morning of the day and good luck.
Yeah. See you all next time. Good luck.
Good luck.